Czech scientists have come up with an interesting theory about the relation between a man's character and the color of his eyes. According to the study which appeared in this month's issue of the journal Personality and Individual Differences, brown-eyed men are perceived as more dominant than blue-eyed ones. The main author of the study is Karel Kleissner from the science faculty of Prague's Charles University. I spoke to him in this edition of Talking Point and asked him how he and his team found out about the relation.
We asked a group of over 60 volunteers to look at photos of 80 faces, 40 males and 40 females, and rate them for a dominance. To control the effect of eye color, we modified the iris color of the brown-out subjects to blue eye color, and vice versa. Then we invited another group of participants to rate the altered images for dominance. And what is important, that the faces of brown-eyed men were rated as more dominant than those of blue-eyed men. And even when their eyes weren't brown, the eye color had no effect on perceived dominance. That is the main result. And this suggests, however, that some other facial features associated with eye color affect the perception of the dominance in males.
So basically, you first showed them photographs of brown-eyed men, and they perceived those as more dominant. And then you changed in Photoshop the color of their eyes.
Exactly.
But they still perceived them as dominant, exactly. although the color was changed.
The dominant faces remain dominant, in spite of the fact that the eye color was changed.
Why doesn't this apply to women? You found out that with women it's different. Why is that?
Basically, or evolutionary, female seems to be a more stable system compared to rather, let's say, variable and stress-sensitive males. And even there is another possibility how to explain this difference, because women's sexual choices could be enhancing the link between the eye color and the face shape of men. But there is no such a selection pressure upon women. The men do not select for different shapes in women. So women have also some competing preferences for dominant males as a sexual partner. And this is what may possibly make the difference in the shape of faces of males.
Well, this is extremely interesting. Why do you think that is? What causes this phenomenon that brown-eyed men are considered by others as more dominant?
Basically, we have proposed three causes that can underlie this difference. It could be the pleiotropy effect, that one genes will cause these several phenotypic effects. Also, some kind of genetic linkage, that the traits for dominance are, or the genes which code for the dominant traits are linked with the other genes, which is coding for the eye color. And also the social feedback hypothesis. So let's say that the pleiotropy and genetic linkage deals with the genes association in general, and they represent a bottom-up causation. For me, the much more interesting is the social feedback hypothesis that we have proposed in this paper. And this hypothesis is based on the presumption that blue and brown-eyed subjects are treated differently between their social surroundings. For instance, by their parents and peers. It was observed by the other researchers that blue-eyed boys, or preschoolers, are more socially wary, being thus more temperamentally inhibited, displaying more reticent behavior and having more internalizing problems compared to boys with brown eyes. And such an early experience may influence a hormonal balance and then be literally inscribed into the phases during the development of the child and preserved until adulthood and finally bring on the perception of the higher submissiveness of the blue-eyed males.
So it works in a circle, because you have brown eyes
exactly.
As a boy, that influences the level of hormones in your body,
yes.
Which then again affects the growth of your face.
That's a perfect comment, because it's always hard to disentangle what is the cause and what is the effect, as the organismal causality is always circular. The effect of all three hypotheses can be also additive. There are not in logical contradiction, let's say.
Now, you carried out this experiment in the Czech Republic, but you're planning to work with colleagues now from Estonia and Turkey to see if the theory applies in these countries as well. What results do you expect there? And also, are you planning to extend such cooperation to other countries as well?
Preliminary, we hypothesize that thanks to its linkage to some specific facial features, the eye color could be acquired or has acquired the particular meanings in different situations, different social contexts, different population all around Europe and so on. Therefore, we plan to search for cross-cultural association between perceived and self-report psychological characteristics, shape of face, and the eye color. And also, we plan to observe the effect of rareness, let's say, local fashions, folklore on perception of eye color. For example, the one good example could be to ask how, for example, the blue eyes of Mustafa Kemal Atatürk may contribute or may increase his charisma in a pervasively brown-eyed Turkish population.
Well, if I may ask, the character, the figure of Atatürk in Turkey is that would be an extremely sensitive issue. What did your colleagues in Turkey say when you came up with this to them?
So I told them, and they were somehow, let's say, open to this explanation and to this question, because it's also connected to the another Turkish sign, let's say, so-called Nazar or Mashallah, or these blue eyes that are visible on the cars, you know, in the room, under the door, and that they protect against some evil sight or something like that.
Are you, Mr. Kleissner, are you concerned at all with some possible implications of your theory that could lead to questions like why are or aren't dark-eyed people dominating blue-eyed ones?
I don't suggest that brown-eyed people are dominating over the blue-eyed ones, mainly because we have found out that relationship between eye color and perceived dominance. We left aside the actual dominance of the people, and especially of the males. So we were interested in how people are looking and not how dominant they actually are.
But do you think that your theory could go as far as implies things like this? Even though, you're not working with it, but you know, can it be abused in this sense? Do you think is there such risk?
I don't think so, because speaking historically, this was rather the problem of so-called scientific results made on demands of some dangerous ideologies. However, it was in Germany, South Africa, or even USA. Sciences like anthropology or psychology, etc., are traditionally searching for the differences but also resemblances while making the comparison of people from different social, cultural, and biological contexts. So differences simply emerged in the evolution and as such do not represent a problem. But what makes a problem or what is a hotspot is the interpretation of these results.